Okay, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Megillah daf Yud Zayin, the very end of the first parak of Maseches Megillah and the beginning of the second parak of Maseches Megillah. We are holding about five lines into the medium-sized lines on daf Tes Zayin Amud Beis, where there's the indentation from Tosos. So five lines in, Umaymer Esther Kayim. Today's shir is sponsored by Dr. David Lander, an honor of driving children. It's also sponsored by the Chusra for Shalema for Rachel Malka Basertel Shendel. It's also sponsored by Simeon Moshe Kleinman, Lerufur Shalema for Rachel Malka Basertel Shendel. It's also sponsored by Tzvi Birnbaum in Akaras HaTov to the Dafyomi. And it's also sponsored by the Cement family in memory of Yosef Yitzchak Ben Yehuda Leib, Joe Rabinowitz, whose yard site is today, and Neshama Shavan Aliyah. We thank all of the sponsors very much for the sponsorship. So the first thing we're going to do is we're going to talk about Gadol Talmud Torah, the greatness of the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. In that, we're going to demonstrate that it's even more important than Hatzalas Nefashos, even greater than Binyan Amigdash, even greater than Kibbut Ave'im, and we're going to learn that it's greater than Kibbut Ave'im from Yaakov Avinu not being punished for his lack of Kibbut Ave'im while he was in Yeshiva Shem Ve'ever. So the last Gemara in the Perek is going to do the cheshbon of the 22 years that Yaakov had left his father's house, based on the cheshbon of Yishmael's life, that the Torah tells us how long Yishmael lived, and based on that, we're going to be able to do all the math and figure out where Yaakov was at different stages, how long he spent in Shem Ve'ever, and how long he was away from his parents' house. Then we'll begin Be'ezus Hashem, the second parak of the Masechta, and the Mishnah is going to tell us if a person reads the Megillah in different ways, or a Megillah is written in different ways, whether he's Yotze or not Yotze. What if you read the Megillah backwards? What if you read the Megillah Baal? What if you read the Megillah in translation? What if you read the Megillah? What if the Megillah is Bashuris or Beserutin or Misnamne or Beserugin? Rather, you read the Megillah skipping, or you're dozing off, or you write it and you darshan it and you're Magia as you're writing. All of these things we're going to discuss, whether you Yotze or you're not Yotze. And then the Gemara is going to discuss, okay, what about Halil, Kriya Shema, Tefillah? Are you allowed to say those backwards? The Megillah, maybe you're not allowed to say backwards, and we'll discuss why you're not allowed to read the Megillah out of order. What about everything else that requires a dibur, that requires saying something? Are you allowed to say those things out of order? Then the Gemara is going to say, what if you say Kriya Shema in other languages? Are you Yotze? What if you say Shema, but you're not Mashmiya La'azno? Are you Yotze? Then the Gemara is going to start discussing the order of the brachos in Shmona Esrei. That when the Anshei Knesset Gedolah were misaking the Shmona Esrei, as we have it, why is it that they put these brachos in the order that we have it? And then the Gemara is specifically going to discuss why it is that the bracha of Geula is the seventh bracha of the Shmona Esrei, and it's going to talk about the notion that Milchama is Aschalta de Geula. It's a loaded term, that term Aschalta de Geula, sometimes very controversial when applied nowadays, but the Gemara is going to say Milchama, the concept of Milchama, can serve as Aschalta de Geula, can serve as the beginning of Geula. So let's begin. Again, we're five lines into the medium-sized lines on Daf Tes Zayin Amud Beis, and we're up to Umaymer Esther Kiyem. So Umaymer Esther Kiyem means, the Pasuk says, Umaymer Esther Kiyem Dibri HaPur Me'ela V'Nichta B'Sefer, which means that the efforts that Esther made by the Melech in order to benefit Klal Yisrael, that's what brought about the Nes, and that's what caused the Yemei HaPurim to exist. So says Gemara, Maimar Esther in Divrei Hatzomus Lav, the whole nation was fasting. So only Esther's Hishtadlus did it. All of their fasting, all of their tefillah, everything else that everybody else did, that didn't do anything. So Rabbi Yochanan says, no, you have to connect it with the previous pasuk. Previous pasuk said Divrei Hatzomus Vizakosam, and then the pasuk of Maimar Esther, and both of those things together, Kiyem Divrei HaPur Me'ela. Both of those things together, in combination, caused the Yemei HaPurim to come about, caused the Nes to happen. Ki Mordechai Yehudi Mishnah LeMelech Chashverish V'Gadol Yehudim V'Ratzoi L'Rovechav. So the Gemara makes a deal. L'Rovechav V'Lo L'Kolechav. That Mordechai was liked by most of his brethren, but not by all of them. So Malamit Shpir Shemena Mitzvah Sanhedrin. You see from there that once Mordechai got involved in politics, once he was in a position of Sarara, so the number of members of the Sanhedrin were no longer associated with him. They didn't connect themselves to him as much. So he's only Ratzoi L'Rovechav. above. Amar Rav Yosef, Gadol Talmud Torah Yosef Me'atzalus Nefashos. How great is Talmud Torah? Apparently its chashivus is greater than Atzalus Nefashos. To Me'ikara, because initially, before Mordechai got involved in saving Klal Yisrael from being wiped out, so not just Tam Atzalus Nefashos, Atzalus Klal Yisrael. So before Mordechai got involved in saving us from the Gezerah of Haman, Chashav Leil Mordechai Basra Arba'ah. The Pasuk mentioned Mordechai after the fourth person on the list of Chashav people, Ulubasov, and then once he gets involved in Atzalus Nefashos, Basar Chamisha, he gets knocked down a notch on the list. Meikara, initially, when we come back from Galus Teretz Yisrael, which was the beginning of Malchus Koresh, Ksiv, the Pasuk says, when it says, Ve'ele b'nei Medina ha'olam yishavei ha'gola, it says, Asher ba'u im zru bavel, and they are, Yeshua, Nechemya, Saraya, Ra'alia, Mordechai, Bilshan. So Mordechai is number 5 on the list. So Lubasov, but then in the Aliyah Shnia, which was 24 years after the Aliyah Rishona, which was in the day of Darius II, of Daryavesh II, Ksiv, Haboy Imim Zerubavel, Yeshua, Nechemya, Azaria, Amya, Nachmani, and then Mordechai, number 6 on the list, Bilshan. So it only mentions Mordechai as number 6. So because in between those tkufos, what changed in Mordechai's life? He got involved in politics. Not politics, he got involved in Atzalus Klal Yisrael. But apparently when he was only engaged in Talmud Torah, he was worthy of more kavod than when he was engaged in Atzalus Klal Yisrael. So this is a little bit difficult to understand. The Shulchan Aruch Paskins in Yaradeya and Simreish Nal of Sifya Dalid, in the name of the Shuvas Arash, that you're allowed to take money that was designated for Talmud Torah, if someone donated to a tzedakah fund that was designated to support Torah, and then a Atzalus Nefashos situation comes up, you can divert that money for Atzalus Nefashos instead. So the Marshal says, what do you mean? Our Gemara says, Gadol Talmud Torah Yotzei Atzalus Nefashos. So if Talmud Torah is greater than Atzalus Nefashos, then how can you say that you're allowed to divert that money to a lesser cause? So the Taz on the spot raises this issue in Sivkat and Vav, and a number of the Acharon raise the issue, and he says, no. Ain't davar amid b'fnei pikuach nefesh. You can do whatever you need to do for pikuach nefesh. It's just saying that if a person is zochet to spend his entire life in Talmud Torah, the zechus that he's going to have is going to be greater than a person who ends up spending his entire life in Atzalus Nefashos. Meaning, it is a greater mitzvah, but not that the halacha is that you choose Talmud Torah over Atzalus Nefashos. You have to choose Atzalus Nefashos over Talmud Torah when the choice is given to you. Question is, what ultimately is going to be a greater zuchus? So he says that's what the Gemara is trying to highlight. The Chasam Sofer adds that there are many ways for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to save Klal Yisrael. If a person, if Mordechai chose a way that will cause him to be mivatel from Talmud Torah, so that's a raya or if HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose a way that causes Mordechai to be mivatel from Talmud Torah, it's a raya that HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't value his Talmud Torah as much, and therefore the pasuk lists him later on. So you see that Torah is more chashuv than Atzalus Nefashos. So you have to say something, but that's the issue that the Acharonim deal with. So Amar Avi Tamer Rav Shmuel Bar Marta, another highlight of how great Talmud Torah is. Gadol Talmud Torah Yosef Binyan Beis Hamikdash. Talmud Torah beats out Binyan Beis Hamikdash. Why she calls Manshe Baruch Ben Neria Kayam? So long as Baruch Ben Neria Ezra's Rebbe was still alive, Lo Inicho Ezra Va'Allah. Ezra wouldn't leave him in Babel and go to Eretz Yisrael with the first Aliyah during the days of Koresh, where a lot of people came to build the Beis Hamikdash in Yerushalayim. So Ezra was not going to build the Beis Hamikdash. Why? Because he still had a Rebbe to learn from in Babel. So you see that Talmud Torah is greater than Binyan Beis Hamikdash. Amar Rabba Amar Rav Yitzchak Bar Shmuel Bar Marta Gadol Talmud Torah Yoser Mikibur Aveim. So this is going to bring us through the end of the parak. This statement that Talmud Torah is so great, it's greater than Kibur Aveim. How do I know that? Shekolosim Shanim Shoyi Yaakov Avinu Beveis Ever Lo Nenash. As long as Yaakov Avinu was learning Torah in the Yeshiva Shem Beever, he was not punished for the tsar that he caused his parents by not being there. Da Amar Mar, because we learned Lama Nimnu Shnosav Shalishma. why is it that the Torah has to tell us how long Yishmael lived? That's not really our heritage. He was a Rasha for the majority of his life until the very, very end. So why don't we mention the years of Rishaim? Why would we go through that? So Kedei Liachis Ben Shnosef Shel Yaakov, all of that is to in order to be able to let us know how many years Yishmael lived. We're able to know at what point in his life Yaakov, different events happened to Yaakov Avinu. It's only through Yishmael that we're able to know those things about Yaakov Avinu. So it's interesting. So long as he was Bebeis Sever, he wasn't punished. But for the 22 years that he was in Beis Lavan, he was punished, right? That's the implication. Not just the implication, we know that he was, that's why he missed Yosef for that number of years, for 22 years, that because he was he didn't have Kibbutz Aveim during those 22 years. So the Marsha raises the question, why was he punished for not being Mechabit his parents? It was their command, it was their idea that he should go to hide from Esav. So Min Astam, they were Mochel on the Kavod, and Nav Shemachel al Kavodo, Kavodah Mochel. The halacha is, if a parent is Mochel on their Kavod, the Kavod is in fact Mochel. So the Chida suggests that, based on the Sefer Chasidim, that it's true, Ha'av Shemachel al Kavodo, Kavodah Mochel, but that's only Medine Adam. But Medine Shemaim, you're still going to be Chayiv. So Yitzchak was Mochel on his Kavod, that works Medine Adam. But Medine Shemaim, Yaakov is still Chayiv to be Mechabit him. A little bit difficult to understand. What do you mean Medine Adam? There's no Onesh, there's no case in Beis Din or anything like that. So it just means that's what you're supposed to do. So if it means that's what you're supposed to do, so how could he be punished? Meaning the Adrabah, to not listen and to stay there would have been a violation of Kibbutz Aveim. So there are other terutzim that Achronim give. The Ben Yoyada suggests that the main onesh that he had was for the 8 years that he stayed afterwards, after the Avodah, for the sake of his wives. It's just that the Satan then had a pischon peh against Yaakov Avinu, that look, he stayed these 8 extra years. So the 22 years that he was there prior to that obviously wasn't because of his father's instructions. If it was because of his father's instructions, then as soon as a mission was accomplished, he should have gone right back. So it's true he had a reason to be there for the first 14 years, but the last 8 years he didn't have a reason to be there. Maybe that's therefore Megala, that the reason he actually was there the first 14 years was not based on Tzivoy Aviv, it was because he wanted to be there, and therefore he's going to be punished, right? That's what the Bali Musar all point out, that a person is, a person sometimes does not have to engage in Talmud Torah, because Talmud Torah is, it's a constant mitzvah, but a person also has to eat, and sleep, and work, and daven. There are all these other things that a person has to do, so you can't be constantly engaged in Talmud Torah. But the question is, and what about when you don't have those things to do, right? Why is it that Bate Medrash aren't packed on, on Sundays when nobody's working? So why is it that, so when you don't have something to do, legal holidays, when you don't have something to do, if we're not engaged in Talmud Torah, so then the question of up in Shemayim is going to be, well, wait a second, it's true, you don't have to be learning while you're doing everything else in your life, but is the reason you're not learning because you're so busy doing those other things, or is the reason you're not learning because you don't like to learn so much, or you're not so motivated to learn? So it's all going to come back based on that. So that was the Kitrug against Yaakov Avinu. So anyway, the Gemara explains, how do we know, based on Yishmael's lifespan, what happened to Yaakov and at what age these things happened to Yaakov? So Gemara is going to explain that, and through that is going to demonstrate the years that Yaakov spent in Shem Ve'ever, which led us to the conclusion that Talmud Torah is greater than Kibbutz Aveim. We're told that Yishmael lived 137 years. So let's start with this. How much older was Yishmael than Yitzchak? Our Beis Hashanin, he was 14 years older than Yitzchak. That Avram was 86 years old when Yishmael was born. And Avram was 100 years old when Yitzchak was born. So if he was 86 when Yishmael was born and 100 when Yitzchak was born, that means Yishmael was 14 years older than Yitzchak. Uksiv Yitzchak ben Shishim Shana Beled Es Osam. When Yaakov and Esav were born, Yitzchak was already 60 years old. So Bar Kama Yishmael Kedisel Yaakov. So how much older was Yishmael than Yaakov? So now it's easy to do the math. If Yishmael was 14 years older than Yitzchak and Yitzchak was 60 years older than Yaakov, so Yishmael was was 74 years older than Yaakov. Bar Shivim Barba. Yishmael was 74 years old when Yaakov and Esav were born. Kama Paishan Mishnei. How many years did Yishmael still have left to live when Yaakov was and Esav were born? Shitin Utlas. 63 years. So a very Pashan Cheshbon that when Yishmael died, Yaakov was 63 years old because Yishmael was 74 years older than Yaakov. He lived for 137 years. So Mele Yaakov was 63 years old when Yishmael died. So Vitanya and the Brisa tells us, Yaakov was exactly 63 years old when he was blessed by his father. Uboba Perek Meis Yishmael, and that's exactly when Yishmael was dying. Then when Yishmael died, because we know the pasuk tells us around the time the Yitzchak was blessing Yaakov, Vayar Esav Kiverach, Yaakov saw that Yitzchak blessed Yaakov, Vayelach Esav El Yishmael. So Esav went to Yishmael, Vayikach his Machlas Bas Yishmael, Achos Nevayos, and he took this wife of Machlas Bas Yishmael, who is Achos Nevayos, as an Isha in addition to his other wives. So since it says Vayelach Esav El Yishmael, so we obviously Yishmael was still alive. But how do I know that Yishmael died right then? So Mimashma, meaning right then when Yaakov was receiving the blessing, when Yaakov was 63 years old. Because Mimashma, and therefore we know that Yaakov was 63 when he received the blessing. Meaning the pasuk doesn't say how old Yaakov was when he got the brachos from Yitzchak. The pasuk just tells us that Yishmael, based on the math that we did, that Yishmael was 74 years older than Yaakov. But we don't know how old Yaakov was when he got the brachos. But if we're able to prove that Yishmael died when Yaakov got the brachos, then we'll know that Yaakov must have been 63. Because we know how long Yishmael lived. The Torah tells us he lived 137 years. So it must be that if we're able to prove that Yishmael died right then we'll know that Yaakov is 63 when he got the brachos. So Mimashma Shneemar, from the fact that the pasuk says, Bas Yishmael, Ein Yodei Shiachos Nevayos, when at the very moment Yaakov is getting the brachos, or right in the aftermath of Yaakov getting the brachos, Esav marries someone who's described as Bas Yishmael. Why does the Torah then also have to describe her as Achos Nevayos? If she's Bas Yishmael, she's Achos Nevayos. So Malami Chikitchi Yishmael Umeis Visiya Nevayos Acheha. It must be that what happened was Yishmael gave her over for Kiddushin, and then Yishmael died, and therefore the fact that she was Achos Nevayos mattered, because Nevayos was the one who was then able to take care of the Nisuin, to give her off to Nisuin. So you see that Yishmael died right when Yaakov was receiving the brachos. So once we see that, so Shitin Utlas, the 63 years, Yaakov was 60, and Esav were 63 years old at the time of the brachos, Va'ar Besar, and then 14 years that followed it, from the time he left Lavan, because of the time he worked for his two wives, Ad Misyal Yosef, until Yosef was born, Havi Shivin Vishiva. So that should have left him with 7 years of working for each wife. It should have left him with at the age of 77 when Yosef was born. Uksiv, and the pasuk says, Vi Yosef ben Shloshim Shana ba'amdo lifnei Paro, that Yosef was 30 years old when he was standing before Paro. So 77 years, Yaakov was 77 years old when Yosef was born. Then Yosef was 30 years old when he was Omid lifnei Paro. So that should have left Yaakov at Hamea Vesheva. Yaakov should have been 107 years old when Yosef became the Mishnah LeMelech. So, and then you have to add how many years was Yosef already the Mishnah LeMelech by the time Yaakov got down to Mitzrayim. So Shev de Sava, you have the 7 years of plenty, Vitarti de Kafna, and then the 2 years of famine, Hamea Vishitzar. That would put Yaakov at 116 years old when he meets Paro. So by all the math, it should work out. Yaakov was exactly 116 when he meets Paro. Problem is, there's a pasuk that says that's not true. Uksiv, the pasuk says, Ve'yomer Paro Yaakov kami yimeshnei chayecha. Paro takes one look at Yaakov and he says, how old are you? Ve'yomer Yaakov el Paro, yimeshnei megrei shloshim u'ma'ashana. He says, I'm 130 years old. But our cheshbon was Me'ev Shitzar Avyan, that he was 116 years old, not 130 years old. So says Gemara, Ela Shema Mina, Arba Asrei Shnin, Hava Beis Eiver. It must be that there were 14 missing years. Where are those 14 missing years? Those were the 14 years that he was engaged in Talmud Torah, Titania, because the Brisa tells us, HaYaakov Beis Eiver Mutman Arba Esrei Shana, the Yaakov was in Beis Eiver for 14 years. And the Brisa adds, Eiver Meis La'achashar Yaakov Vinu La'aram Na'arayim Shtei Shanim. Eiver lived for a while after Yaakov left the yeshiva,
It was 2 years after Yaakov had arrived at Laban's house. So Yaakov was 79 years old when Eivor died. So Yatzim Yisham Ubalo L'Aram Nairaim. He left the base medrash of Eivor and he went to Aram Nairaim. Nimsuk Shomer Al Be'er. So when he was by the Be'er in Aram Nairaim and he met Rachel for the first time, Ben Shivim V'Sheva Shana. He was 77 years old because he was 63 years old when he got the brachos. He spent 14 years in Yeshiva Shem Ve'Eivor. So he was 77 when he met Rachel. And therefore, for those 14 years that he was engaged in Talmud Torah, he wasn't punished. How do I know that he wasn't punished for not being mechabed his parents during that time period? The Tanya, because the Brisa tells us, that Yosef was taken away from his father for 22 years as a mida keneged mida for the amount of time that Yaakov spent away from his parents. So says Gemara, but Yaakov was away from his parents for 36 years, not for 22 years. It must be that the 14 years that he was in Beis Eiver don't count toward that cheshbon. So a couple of things over here. First thing is, we said that Kitsha Yishmael V'Yisiyah Nevayos, that when Esav took this wife of Bas Yishmael, Achos Nevayos, so it was that Yishmael was alive at the Kiddushin, and then Nevayos was the one who took care of the Nisuin, because Yishmael was no longer alive at the time of the Nisuin. So in the Rosh Yosef, he raises the question that by Bnei Noach, there's no such thing as Kiddushin and Nisuin. There's no Erisin and Nisuin by Bnei Noach, right? The Rambam describes, anyone who wants to, in the beginning of Hilchos Ishos, that the way it worked was anyone who wanted to get married, he'd be Machnisa Lebeso or Boalosa. He would just bring the woman home and he'd be Boal her and that's it. Then they were married. He says, Kodem Matan Torah, Hayadam Pogei Isha B'Shuk. A guy would meet a woman in the Shuk, Imratzu Huvihi Lisosa, if they decided it made sense that they should be married, Machnisa Lebeso or Boal Ben Levinatzma, Vatia Lelisha. So he'd bring her home and they'd have a Bia in private and that's it. And then they're married. Given Shinit Torah, oh, once the Torah was given, Nitztavi Yisrael, Shem Yirtzish Lisa Isha, but then the Torah was given. Then there came this double thing. There's Kiddushin, followed by Nisuin. Kiddushin, which makes her Nashas Ish, clap in the rest of the world, and Nisuin, which allows them to be together. So what does it mean that Erisin and Nisuin? So some of the Achronim suggests, Sifsei Chacham suggests, that Erisin over here means that it was an engagement. It doesn't mean what we call Erisin. It means that they agreed that they're going to get married at some later date. So Yishmael was around when they came to that agreement, and Isuin is when they actually did the Mesira of Ishus, when they actually began the marriage, because otherwise it's very difficult. It's one thing to say that the Avos were Mekayim Kala Torah Kula Adshlo Nitna, that maybe there was such a thing as Erisin and Isuin, but say Yishmael was Mekayim and that Esav was Mekayim Kala Torah Kula Adshlo Nitna, that would be very, very difficult to say. Furthermore, we said that in the 14 years that he was in Shem Ve'Eiver, he wasn't punished. Because there was 14 years that he wasn't punished for, because he was only punished for 22 years. So he said, oh, those must have been the 14 years that he was in Shem Ve'Eiver. So asks the Chasam Sofer in a tshuva in Choshem Mishpat Simen Tes, Osal, Chasam Sofer says, how do I know that the years that Yaakov wasn't punished are the 14 years that he was in Beis Medrash Al Eiver? Maybe it was the 14 years that he was in Beis Lavan when he was being mishtadel for the mitzvah of Pur Revu, and that's when he wasn't punished, because Gadol Piri V'Rivya Yosef. Pasuk says, "Al Kenya Azov Ish Esaviv Esimo V'Davak BeIshto." Yeah, it's a beferish pasuk that you're supposed to leave your parents in order to be Davak BeIshto, in order to be able to have children, in order to get married and have children. So maybe the years that he was in Shem Ve'Eiver, Hitaka was punished, and it was the Talmud Torah that he wasn't punished. It was the years of Pur Revu that he wasn't punished, and maybe therefore you don't have a right that Talmud Torah is Godol from Kibbur Ve'Eim. So the Chasam Sofer suggests that the mitzvah of Pur Revu could have been fulfilled in his father's house also. He didn't have to fulfill it somewhere else. He's the one that chose. He had to run away from Esav, so therefore he had to get a little bit of onesh for making that choice of leaving his parents' house. As opposed to Lima Torah and Beis Medrash Al Eiver, he was not able to be mekayim it somewhere else. So even though he learned and he was mishamish his father Yitzchak throughout his life, nevertheless his limud was mekayim more by Eiver, and he couldn't be mekayim the mitzvah of Talmud Torah Ra'oi somewhere else. And that Torah of Shem Vever apparently made more of an impact, right? That's the Torah Chazal tells that he gave over to Yosef. So even though, yeah, he learned Torah also by his parents' house, but when it comes to Gadol Talmud Torah, it doesn't just mean, says the Chassam Sofer, whether you're learning or not learning. It's also the quality of the learning. And therefore, that is what Paskin Shulchan Aruch, based on, Trumas Hadeshin, I think, that if a parent says, I want you to learn in this yeshiva, so the parent's not saying to go out of yeshiva. The parent's saying, I want you to learn in this yeshiva. And the son feels that he can learn better in a different yeshiva. He does not have to listen to his parents. And the case in Trumas Hadeshin that he talks about is where it's more dangerous. The place that he wants to learn is more dangerous. And the parent's just worried about the well-being of the child. The child still is not technically obligated to listen to the parent in that case, because God will tell him the Torah. That's the great value of Talmud Torah. Okay, so that's the cheshbon. Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky has a famous word on this in Emes Yaakov al Torah, where he says, "I don't understand. I get that Talmud Torah is maybe greater than Kibbutz Aveim, but if your parent asks you to do something and you start doing it, you're allowed to just take a 14-year break with something that's more important. Meaning you're osik b'mitzvah right now. You got to do what you got to do." So a parent says, Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky gives the mashal. He says, parent says, "Please do me a favor. Go to the store and pick up some milk. We need milk in the house." You say, no problem. So you take $5 or whatever milk costs, I have no idea, and you go toward to the store, and as you walk into the store, you see a yeshiva. Oh, let me learn. So you stop in the yeshiva for 14 years, and then you come back 14 years later with the milk. So you're kind of in the midst of Kibbutz Aveim, that Talmud Torah is okay, you're not going to be nanash for that. So says Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky, no, it's the wrong mashal. He says, here's the mashal. The parent says, do me a favor, go buy me a lulav and esrog. And you're like, sure, I don't know anything about the halachas of lulav and esrog. So you spend some time learning the halachas of lulav and esrog so that you could buy a proper lulav and esrog for the parent. That's part of the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. So the parent says, go get married. I have to have a foundation of Torah before I'm able to get married, before I'm able to find the right woman. So that's part of the mitzvah. It's part of the kiyum. That's what Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky says. And in order to survive in galus, that was what it's really about. In order to survive in the Beis Lavan, my parents don't want me to die spiritually when I'm in Beis Lavan. Obviously, they want me to be able to thrive spiritually. I'm not going to be able to do that without a serious foundation of Talmud Torah. And that was the Torah of Shem Ve'Ever. It was the Torah of galus, of how do you survive in galus. Okay, so back in the Gemara. So the Gemara says, wait a second, once we took 14 years that Yaakov wasn't punished for, so the Beis Lavan Esrin Shnin Havyan, that's what we're up to, that the years that he was in Beis Lavan was only 20 years. So why was he 22 years away from Yosef? Because it took 2 years of travel time also. That he stayed in Sukkos for 18 months. So the bayis that he built was for the winter time, which is 6 months, and then the sukkah was for the sake of the summer, that's when you have sukkos, which was another 6 months. And since the bayis is b'lashon yachid and sukkos is b'lashon rabim, you see that there was one winter and two summers. So if each one is 6 months, that's 18 months. Ubebeisel asas shisha chadashim, and beisel he was another 6 months. Vikrav zvachim, and he brought zvachim. So you see, it's 24 months that he was baderech that go to that ultimately leads us to 2 years that he was on the road. So hadron lach megillah nikreis. Now we begin the second parak of Maseches Megillah. Hakoreis a Megillah Mafreya. If a person reads the Megillah out of order, lo yotze, he's not yotze. The whole purpose of the Megillah is presume nisa, that you're telling the story of how everything fell into place. So if you start with the end and then finish at the beginning, it's not a very good story at all. That's not mefarsim the nes at all. Kara alpeh, if you read the Megillah balpeh, not mitoch haksav, or kara targum, you read the Megillah in a lashon targum, in lashon aramis, or b'chal lashon, or you read it in any other language, lo yotze, you're not yotze. Aval kor no saliloa zos belaz. But people who don't understand lashon hakodesh could be read in a foreign language, which is not Lashon HaKodesh. Va'alois Sheshama Ashuris, and a person who doesn't understand Hebrew, only speaks other languages, but hears it in Lashon HaKodesh, Yotze, he's still Yotze. Karaseh Rugin, if you read the Megillah with major pauses. You keep stopping in the middle. So umis namneim, or a person is dozing off, yotze, you're still yotze. Hayakosva, if a person was writing a Megillah and he's copying from a Megillah that's in front of him, and he's reading a pasuk and then writing it, reading from one, writing on the other cloth. So darsha, where he's reading from a Megillah kasher in order to darshan in yane Megillah. Umagia, where he's reading a Megillah just to see if it's kasher, he's checking the Megillah. Seim kivin libo, if he has kavana for kriyas Megillah as he's doing any of these things, yatsa. Vim lav lo yatsa. But if he doesn't have kavana while he's doing these things, he's not yotze. Haysuksuva besam besim. If the Megillah was written with different types of dyes that are different colors, that were made of tree sap, or that were made of shoe black, or something like that, or al niyar, or you write the Megillah on something that's made from niyar and not from cloth, not from normal cloth, vala diftera, or a cloth that's not properly treated, that didn't go through an ibud, a tanning process, lo yotza achtek suva ashuris, he's not yotza the Megillah until it's written in Loshna Kodesh, ala sefer, on a proper cloth that went through a proper ibud, ubidio, and it's got to be with black ink. So there are dinim of the language of the Megillah, dinim of the cloth of the Megillah, and dinim of the ink of the Megillah. So you need all of those things. Ashuris, ala sefer, and bidio. So now says the Gemara, minani mili. We go back to the first halacha of the Mishnah. We said that if you read the Megillah backwards, you read the Megillah out of order, you're not yotze. So how do we know that that's true? So Amarav Adam Akra, because the pasuk says in the Megillah that kimav kibla yehudim to make shnei yom meila kiksavam ukizmanam each and every year. So you see that we make a hekesh between kriyas and Megillah, that's kiksavam, and the zman of kriyas and Megillah, which is ukizmanam. So we learn mazmanam, just like the zmanam of kriyas and Megillah, meaning yud Dalid and Tesvav of Chodesh Adar. Lemafreya lo, if Yud Dalid never comes after Tesvav, and Tesvav never comes before Yud Dalid, meaning that's the way time works. It's linear, so it's the later date always comes after the earlier date. So af ksavam lemafreya lo. So it must be that the mitzvah of Kriyas and Megillah is also not going to work lemafreya. So midi kriya ksivahacha. Wait a second. The pasuk says kiksavam. What is it? Where do you get anything about Kriyas and Megillah? Asiya ksiva. It says kiksavam, writing the Megillah. So maybe you have to write a Megillah in order to have a kosher Megillah. You have to write it in order, which is takanat halacha, but maybe you have to write it in order, but you don't have to read it in order to chsiv, because the pasuk says at the beginning of the pasuk, lios osim es shnei hayamim, so, and that's where it says kiksavam kizmanam. Elamehachas, it must be that we learn not to read the Megillah of Mafreya from the following, to chsiv, vayam me'ele niskarim venasim. That yam me'ele niskarim venasim. That the pasuk is talking about the way they're mekayim the mitzvah of Purim, which is bezechira, that and which is the Kriyas Maisa Megillah, and Asiya, which is the celebrating of the days of Purim. So Iskish Zechira La Asiya Ma Asiya, just like the days of Purim of Yudalid for regular cities and Tesvav for Mukafim. Lemafreya lo never comes in a different order. It's not Shaykh to have Tesvav before Yudalid, even though we did have a discussion whether what happens when Purim falls out on Friday and Tesvav falls out on Shabbos. So the Gemara entertained one Shita that in such a case, the people who are lived in walled cities, taka would read on Thursday, and you'll leave the B'nai'ir on Yudalid, but the time doesn't change orders. So too, the reading of the Megillah also cannot be done the Mafreya. So Tana v'chein b'halal. So with the Braisa taught us that the halach l'mafreya not yotzei is true by halal as well, that you can't read halal l'mafreya. V'chein b'kriya shema, the same is true for kriya shema u'bitvila. And when it comes to Shmon Esrei, you have to say all Shmon Esrei brachos in order. Halal minala, and how do I know that halal has to be read in order? Rabba amar d'chsiv mi mizrach shemesh an mevo'o. One of the psukim of halal is mizrach shemesh an mevo'o muhulal shem Hashem. So just like the sun always starts shining in the east and sets, it rises in the east and sets in the west, and that never changes, so too muhulal shem Hashem. The halal that you give can also not change its order. Rav Yosef amar a different makar. Ze hayom asa Hashem nagil v'nes b'chaval, the pasuk ends, that just like the day that always runs in order and it never changes, so the morning is always before afternoon, which is always before evening, so too Nagila v'nisma chavo, which is reference to Hallel, should also be in order. Third possibility, Rav Avya Amar, Yishem Hashem Mivorach, that the pasuk says Yishem Hashem Mivorach, that we're Mivorach Mahalel l'shem Hashem in the right order, and not l'mafreya, that it's Yehi, that it should be Bahaviyasa, it should be in the right order. Fourth possibility, Me'ata v'adolam. Pasuk says Yishem Hashem Mivorach Me'ata v'adolam, that based on the order of the world, that the past is past, the present is present, the future is the future, so too Yishem Hashem Mivorach should also be with a seder, and it always has to be in that order. Kriya Shema, how do I know that Kriya Shema cannot be read l'mafreya? D'tanya, Kriya Shema kiksava, Kriya Shema has to be b'loshon HaKodesh, divrei Rebbe. V'cham omrim b'kalosh, and v'cham say, nah, it could be any language. My time with Rebbe, why does Rebbe think that it has to only be l'loshon HaKodesh to say Kriya Shema? Amakra v'hayu v'avyasanyu, because the pasuk says v'hayu, which implies intact in the way that that it was given over in the Torah itself, in l'loshon HaKodesh. V'rabbanan, the Rabbanan say that b'chalosh on my time ayu, amakra shema, it's a Shema Yisrael, so b'kol lashon shata shema, we dash from there, that in whatever language you understand it, that's going to be good enough. V'Rebbe Nami Yoksiv Shema, does Rebbe deny the fact that it says Shema, which implies b'kol lashon shata shema? Homi ba'ilei hashmei lozcha ma'ashatu ma'asim picha. Rebbe has a different limud from there. Rebbe says that Shema teaches us that you need to say it loud enough that you're able to hear it with your own ears. Whatever you're saying, you have to be able to hear. V'Rabbanan, and the Rabbanan who don't learn that drasha from Shema, Savri, Kaman Yomar, Kore Shema, V'lo Yishmi Elazno Yatza. They hold that if you're not Mashmi Elazno, you're also Yatziv. Rabbanan Nami Yaksiv Vayu, but what are the Rabbanan who hold that B'kal Lashon Yoyotze, what do they do with Bahayu Advarim? Doesn't Vayu Advarim imply that it's got to be Bahaviyasan, that it's got to be in Hebrew? No, Humi Bayle Shlo Yikare Lemafreya. Ah, that's why I'm recording this whole thing. The Rabbanan will use Vayu to tell you that you need to read it in order, that you're not allowed to read it back. V'Rebbe and Rebbe who learns from Vahayu that it's got to be Blashon HaKodesh, Shelo Yikra L'Mafrei Minale. Where does Rebbe know that halacha from that it said in our Mishnah? So that with the Gemara extended from our Mishnah. So Midvarim Hadvarim. It's from the extra hay in Hadvarim. The Pasuk could have said Vahayu Dvarim. From the fact that it says Hadvarim, that comes to tell me that it's got to be Kisidra and it can't be L'Mafreya. V'Rabbanan. What about the Rabbanan? Why don't they learn that from Dvarim Hadvarim? Why do they need a Pasuk Vahayu to tell me that? Dvarim Hadvarim Lo. They don't think the extra hay is enough to teach me that din that you can't do l'mafreya. So it says more lema kasava Rebbe. L'chara, we can prove that Rebbe holds that kol haTorah kula b'chol lashon emra, that all the other kriyas haTorah that we do in shul could all be in whatever language you want, and it's dafka by kriyashma we have a drasha that tells me it's got to be b'lashon hakodesh. D'isal kadai b'lashon hakodesh, because if every kriya always has to be b'lashon hakodesh, lama li l'michta vayu? Why do I need a special pasuk by kriyashma tell me it needs to be b'lashon hakodesh? Says Marno Israel, sal kadai toch shema k'rabban l'kos rachman vayu. It could be that Rebbe holds that all kriyas haTorah has to be b'lashon hakodesh. But I would have thought that Shema is an exception because the pasuk says Shema, and maybe we should darshin b'chol lashon shata shemeya. So since it says Shema, so that's why I need Vahayu to tell me otherwise. So leimuk savi rabbanon kol haTorah b'lashon hakodesh nemra. Says Gemara, maybe the rabbanon hold that kol haTorah kula could be said b'lashon, it has to daf could be said b'lashon hakodesh. D'isal kadayt b'chol lashon nemra, because if you hold that kol haTorah kula could be in any language, lameli l'michtav Shema. Why do I need a drasha to tell me Shema that you could do it in any language if the whole Torah could be in any language? Now, Yisroch, Salk Dai Dechamina Vahayu, Kerebi, Kazrach Mano Shema. No, the reason the Rabbanah needed Drasha to tell me that Shema could be in any language is because I might have thought that the Vahayu tells me that it's got to be in Lashon HaKodesh. Ah, that's why I need to say Shema to tell me any language. So, Tfila Minalan. So now, we already proved that Halal has to be said in the right order, that Shema has to be said in the right order, that you can't do it with Mafreya, and all of that came up because we mentioned in the Mishnah that Megillah has to be said in the right order. But what about tefillah? How do I know you have to daven Shemona Esrei in the right, correct order of brachos? Right? Not every time you have a series of brachos does it have to be said in the correct order. Happens all the time under a chuppah, right? That they call someone up for the third bracha and he says the fourth bracha. Or more frequently now, you see they'll call someone up for the first bracha and he'll say the second bracha. Because the Sheva Brachos cards that they have under the chuppah is the Sheva Brachos cards for after a su'udah. For some reason, no one ever had the chachma of making Sheva Brachos cards that actually work for under a chuppah that are in the proper order. So you look at the number on top of the card, it's the wrong number. So I've been at a half a dozen weddings where that's happened. And they do it. So what do? You just just say all the brachos. So, you know, so switch it around. This one gets out. The seder is not ma'akev. But by Shemona Esrei, it's critical that it be in the correct order. So why does it have to be in the correct order for Shemona Esrei? So it's tefillah minalan, detanya, Shemona Pakuli, here's your Shemona Esrei brachos in front of Rabbi Gamliel. Shemona Pakuli arranged the 18 brachos in front of Rabbi Gamliel, ala seder, based on a particular order, biyavne. Amar Rabbi Yochanan Rami Masisa Tana, may have asked Mizakenim, there were 120 members of the Anshe Knesset HaGdolo, behem, and among them, Kama Nevi'im, that were tikkun Shemona Esrei brachos ala seder. Our Shemona Esrei is not stam. This was, a lot of thought went into it, and it was put together by very, very big people. So Tana Rabban, Minayin Shomrim Avos, how do I know that you say Birchas Avos, of Magen Avram, Shenamar, because the Pasuk says, Havula Hashem, B'nei Elim. So that's the Avos. So you mention in front of Hashem, the B'nei Elim. The Avos are the Ayale Haaretz. Uminayin Shomrim Gvuros, how do I know that there's a brach of Gvuros Keshamim that's Yorid B'Gvuros, Shenamar, Havula Hashem, Kavod Va'oz, Va'oz, strength. Uminayin Shomrim Kedushos, how do I know there's a brach of Ata Kadosh, Shenamar, Havula Hashem, Kavod Shmo, Ishtach Vala Hashem, Bahadras Kodesh. So Umar Ro Lomar Bino, why do I have a brach of Ata Chonein? So Achar Kedusha, Dafka after Kedusha, Shenamar Vikdishos, Kedosh Yaakov, Eselokei Yisrael Yaritzu, that the B'nai Yisrael are Maktish Shem Hashem, and then V'samachlei, right after that it says, V'yodu Tomei Ruach Bina, that after their Maktish Hashem, they learn a sense of Bina. So you see that after you mention Kedusha of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you daven for Bina. Umar Lomar Tshuva Achar Bina, why did they put Tshuva after Bina, right? So D'chsiv V'lvava Yavin V'shav V'rafalo. So after the Lev understands, so then you're Shav B'Tshuva. So that's why you mention Tshuva after Bina. Ihachi Lema Refua Basra D'Tshuva. So then Refa'enu should come right away after Tshuva. So why is it that we don't have Refa'enu immediately after Tshuva? We have the Refa'enu is after Gu'ula. So lo salkadaitach. You can't put Refua before Salach Lanu. You have to be Koveh Salach Lanu first, right after Hashivenu. D'chsiv Yashuv El Hashem V'yirachamehu Ve'el Elokeinu Ki Yarbel Esloach. So right after Tshuva is Yarbel Esloach, is Slicha. Umaychaz D'samchas Ha'ha. But what told you to go with that Pasuk? Smoch Ha'ha. Why didn't you go with the Pasuk V'shav Rafalo, which tells me that Refua happens right after Tshuva? Why did you choose the Pasuk that talks about Slicha? So K'siv Kra Achrina, because there's another Pasuk that tells me that Refua is after Slicha. Hasoleach L'chol L'chol Avonechi, Harofe L'chol Tachlu Oichi, Hagol Mishachas Chayoichi. So you see that Refua is right after Slicha. So the Meimer D'Gula Refua Basra Slichu, do you want to tell me that Geula and Refua are after Slicha? According to this Pasuk, it turns out that Refua and Geula come only after Slicha. V'aksiv V'shav Rafalo. But it says V'shav Rafalo. Sounds like right after Tshuva's Refua. So Ulav Refua D'Tachluim Hi, El Refua D'Slicha Hi. Now the Pasuk is not incorrect. There is Refua right after Tshuva. Not a physical refua, a spiritual refua, refua from our chataim. Umaro lomer guula b'shvius. Why is guula the seventh bracha? Amaravim itok shasid in legal b'shvius, because the guula is going to happen in a shnas hashmita leficha kavua b'shvius. That's why they were kovea guula in the seventh year. I've frekt the gemara of Amar Mar, but didn't we learn that 7 years prior to Bias HaGula, it's going to be different than all the other years. In the first year, there's going to be famine, and then V'lorav L'lechem, etc. And each year is going to have something unique that happens. And Beshishis, the sixth year, which is before the Bias HaGula's Kolos, Ben David is Mashiach is going to come. Beshvius Melchamos, and in the seventh year, Melchamos is going to happen. Matzai Shvius Ben David Ba. And then finally, Ben David, the Kolos, that Ben David Ba is going to come in Shishis. And Matzai Shvius Ben David actually going to come. So says Gemara, answers Gemara, meaning, so the question is, so Geula only comes in the eighth year, not in the seventh year. Says Gemara, who defines Geula? Milchama nami aschalta de Geulahi. If Milchama happens in the seventh year, that is aschalta de Geula. Rav Shachter often quotes a Chasam Sofer that says that any Milchama, not even ones that involve Jewish people, any Milchama is considered to be aschalta de Geula. It's all part of the unfolding of history, which is the aschalta de Geula. Okay, we'll stop there, and Bezra will pick up with Umaro Lomar tomorrow. Have a great day, everybody.
Okay, so I guess I'll thank you.
Yeah.